Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and from his Holy Spirit that bids us be here on this ordinary day for an extraordinary opportunity from our Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I see there are Bereans here. They don't know the rules, and you sit in the back. And so these SMP students are sitting in the front because they want to avail themselves fully of the word, or because they want to heckle the preacher. One of the two of those will be true, and we will see which one very shortly. Thanks, Jesus. Listen, a boy, a young man with a ball, young men with balls throw these balls up at these hoops, and these balls go into the hoops, and they're throwing these balls, and these balls are going in. Ordinary thing. Happens on playgrounds all over the United States, even all over the world. Ordinary thing, unless, of course, it's a championship game, and the young man, the boy with the ball, is Chris Jenkins, and the buzzer's sounding in his ear, and he's 32 feet away from the hoop. Then this ordinary thing becomes an extraordinary opportunity to achieve. Knowing Jesus is finding extraordinary grace in ordinary acts. Extraordinary opportunities in the ordinary things that we do. So our text from John 21. Simon Peter said, I'm going fishing. Others said, we'll go with you. Well, why would they do that? Because they're fishermen. This is what we do. It's an ordinary thing. But it becomes, as Jesus appears, an extraordinary opportunity for a demonstration of the grace of God. I mean, isn't it a great thing when Jesus shows up in your ordinary things and gives you extraordinary opportunities? You thought you were just answering an email, for God's sake. You thought you were just driving across the country for good. But it's ordinary things, extraordinary opportunities. And there's a question. Jesus said, children, do you have any fish? Reasonable question. You're out on the sea, for goodness sake, and you're casting net. You have any fish? A question, ordinary thing. But here comes Jesus. Extraordinary catch to demonstrate God's gracious provision and God's gracious love. An ordinary thing. Have you any fish? An extraordinary opportunity for God to show his grace. When they got to land, a charcoal fire, an invitation to bring some fish. That's strange. He already has fish on the barbecue. Why would he invite them to bring more? Well, this is a lesson for us, isn't it? Jesus already has some things prepared, but we have the extraordinary opportunity to bring some that are not yet there. Ordinary things. Extraordinary opportunities when Jesus shows up. An extraordinary opportunity to serve the Lord and to be a part of his gracious provision. When they get to land, there's breakfast. Well, you've been fishing all night, you're hungry. Ordinary act. Here comes Jesus. Extraordinary fellowship to underscore God's desire to be present with his people. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And when they finish breakfast, the conversation, ordinary act, this is what we do. We finish breakfast and we talk. And here comes Jesus. Simon, do you love me? Simon, do you love me? Simon, do you really agape me? Ordinary act, extraordinary opportunity to make an impact in the heart and soul and spirit of the seeker. In our ordinary acts, in our ordinary time, here comes extraordinary grace from the Father. Here comes Jesus to provide extraordinary opportunities for drawing near to God's grace. In an upper room, a rabbi and his students celebrate the feast one evening like every other observant Hebrew family, an ordinary thing. But this time, the rabbi takes the bread, Baruch Atah Adonai, Eloheinu, Lecha Olam. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, gives us bread. But this time the rabbi blesses it, breaks it, And it is by faith, the extraordinary body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The rabbi takes the wine and he blesses it and he shares it. And it is by faith, the extraordinary blood of our Savior shed for the forgiveness of our sin. Ordinary activity. Everybody's doing it in Jerusalem in that day. But it's an extraordinary opportunity from the Lord. Three men crucified on a hill one Friday afternoon. Ordinary sentence of punishment for criminals. It had been conducted thousands of times, but on this day, this very ordinary occurrence becomes an extraordinary opportunity that saves all humankind from the wages of sin and hell and death and sets us free to be the people of God in ordinary ways, giving God extraordinary opportunities. Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Dear fellow redeemed, please understand that there are no insignificant moments and events in our lives. All there are people who have not been so thoroughly convinced of God's sovereign activity in the world that they don't understand our Father to be in the process of working everything out for their good. In ordinary time, in ordinary vocations, reading books, loving on children, wives and husbands, fellowshipping together, ordinary vocations, but extraordinary opportunities for faith and service, because in all of those, here comes Jesus. So we go forth looking and expecting to see the Lord in every ordinary activity, giving us extraordinary opportunity to be his witnesses in the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Now may the peace of Christ that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in the one true faith unto life everlasting. In Jesus' name.